This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Jazz guitarist Charlie Christian was born in 1912 and grew up in Oklahoma City. While he was in his teens, he jammed with blues guitarist T-Bone Walker and jazz saxophonist Lester Young. Benny Goodman hired Christian for his sextet in 1939, and within months he was the most acclaimed guitarist in jazz. But his triumph was short. Christian died of tuberculosis in 1942 at the age of 25. A new box set centers on Charlie Christian's recordings with Goodman. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Charlie Christian and Lionel Hampton on vibraphone, 1939. There had been electric guitarists before Charlie Christian, but not many, and most played Hawaiian slide guitar. Christian changed everything because he phrased and let notes ring out like a horn player, like saxophonist Lester Young much of the time. Early jazz soloists would usually bear down on the rhythm, but Young seemed to float above it by placing a stream of notes just before or behind the beat. You can hear what Christian got from him on a 1940 Benny Goodman session they both played on. Here's Lester Young on Lester's Dream. On Charlie Christian's solo, you can really hear that he and Lester Young spoke the same rhythmic language. Charlie Christian with a Benny Goodman octet from the 4-CD set The Genius of the Electric Guitar. It's mostly devoted to the Goodman small groups that made Christian an instant jazz hit. The box includes a batch of newly heard alternate takes and a couple of long rehearsal sequences in which we hear Goodman make a leader's classic request to a guitar player, "Turn your volume down!" Much of this stuff has been out before or is available on European issues. But at best, the sound of Christian's guitar is clearer than I've ever heard it. You can really hear the steel strings vibrate and the nuances of how he attacks a note. This is Royal Garden Blues from the fall of 1940 when Goodman's sextet was really wailing. That's Cootie Williams on trumpet and Count Basie on piano. From that solo, you can hear how Charlie Christian's country twang influenced early rockers, the way his tone and timing set the standard for jazz pickers. To say he introduced the modern electric guitar is barely an exaggeration. Oklahoma was part of the southwestern jazz continuum where swing feeling, blues inflections, and string bands had come to an easy understanding. The southwestern smoothness Count Basie personified had infected most jazz by the late 1930s. Having a dependable pulse behind them gave soloists like Christian something to phrase against, but he could also get down in the groove with the rest of the band. The next step in jazz's evolution was to get whole groups to play weird accents and off-center phrases, like Christian or Lester Young taking a solo. That was the birth of bebop. Charlie Christian was in on that too, jamming after hours in Harlem with Dizzy Gillespie and Thelonious Monk. It's the one key part of his story missing from this new box set. There are a few live tracks floating around, however. This next bit of music comes from the CD After Hours on the OJC label, which shows how Christian sounded with his volume turned up. The drummer is bebop pioneer Kenny Clarke. There's a bit of the influence of gypsy guitarist Django Reinhardt in there, and on a few of Charlie Christian's sides with Benny Goodman. The box The Genius of the Electric Guitar gets a solid A for production values and a low F for packaging. The CDs are housed in a flimsy and too big cardboard box tarted up to look like a guitar amp. The moment I got the shrink wrap off my copy, the bass slid out and onto the floor, and one CD popped out of its precarious perch, wedged into a bed of plastic foam. I don't get the logic here. This is smart music, intelligently prepared and annotated, and then packaged as if consumers were dummies.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed Charlie Christian, The Genius of the Electric Guitar, on the Columbia label. This is Fresh Air.